Don't ruin the dinner of this show.
Oh, you actually see you got
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show onto SER that's still a better love story than Twilight. Joel Kasem is my name and I'm not going to give you any more information on myself, so stop asking.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Let us find out who else is on the show. And I actually wrote lettuce there. Okay. First up is a man who, after he played in the Community Cup the other week, Donald Trump came out and said,
"That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising."
Oh, man. Oh. Is Trump fat shaming me?
He is.
What a nasty piece of work he is. That's the worst thing he's ever done.
That is the worst thing he's ever done. It's Mick Rad.
Hello.
Is it hot in here? Have you got the aircon on? I think I did this last week, too. There we go.
I'm back. So I had it on.
As soon
on.
As you say, I get a hot flush and then I get all warm, then you need to put the hot aircon on. That's just the cycle of things.
Are we good? Yeah. We good to do this show?
Continue on.
Okay. Second up is a woman whose sports loving parents named her after their favourite cricketer, Merv Hughes. It's Gabby Morris.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Merv.
Is he the one with the handlebar moustache?
Hey, so you do know more than you think.
Yeah.
Are you talking about my Mo? You are.
Oh, way to call it out. That's Mo shaming now.
Mo shaming. Fat shaming. What is this show? Whatever. I love my Mo.
What are you talking about? All right. Anyway. And joining us for the first time is a woman who is about to be thrown into the North Sea in what's being called Operation Sharkbait. It's Tara Foster.
Yay! We've got a guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you, Tara. That's it.
Sharkbait. Ooh, ah, ah. That's all I can think of when I hear of Sharkbait.
Yeah, same.
That bit in Shark Finding Nemo. Ooh,
ah. Not Baby Shark.
Oh, no, oh. Don't. No.
We'll get sued.
No, it'll just be in my brain for the next forever.
Are you actually going to get thrown in, or do you dive in voluntarily?
I think I'm going to get kicked off the side of the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hang on. We have to explain what's actually happening.
Oh, okay.
Rather than...
You are actually Sharkbait.
Yeah. So, Operation Sharkbait is a demo mission of the SAR Galileo satellite. So, basically, what happens when you're in distress and you need a rescue beacon when you're in the sea? I mean, you can use a rescue beacon in any kind of situation, like if you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like a GPS thing? Like
Yeah. So, it's better than your mobile.
Sure.
Yeah. They have them at the snow, right? They go automatically off if you go under an avalanche. They're really cool.
So, I'll be kicked off the boat and floating around, and I will set it off, and then hopefully somebody will come and save me.
No.
Hopefully. Why are you saying no? You're saying yes.
No.
We do hope so.
Wait, they don't drop you off and then go away. They must just hang around.
Well.
Are you in a cage?
I'm in a rescue thing.
Oh, like a
survival,
dinghy.
Yeah. But the thing is, you've got big waves there.
Is it nighttime or daytime?
It's going to be daytime, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean big waves? Where?
It's the North Sea, so it's really cold and there's some kind of big waves, yeah.
Are there any like orcas up there, like killer whales?
Well, that's the thing. There's four pods of orcas.
Yeah,
they're cool. They love humans. They're fine.
Oh, but they have teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They'll be good. They're very, very smart. Also, each pod has, they only eat certain things, each pod. So not all... orcas eat the same thing. Did you know that?
Just don't come across the Tara
eating some eat
pod
squid.
And you'll be right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yes, finally, a human.
Let's get her. With my luck, they're all going to be there on the same time, same day.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
How long do you think you're going to be waiting for this rescue?
They said anywhere up to 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, when I set off the rescue beacon, I won't even know they got my signal.
I was kind of imagining like... weeks and you're just like creating a Wilson out of like all the things you can find.
Well, one thing they did tell me was when I'm floating out there in these waves, I'm going to get seasick and I will probably empty myself by the time I get rescued. So just to give you some kind of visual.
Do you get seasick?
I did once in a shark cage. So, you know, diving with sharks. I was actually
in the cage.
I was in the cage and I was vomiting in the cage.
Oh, you were chumming the waters.
And then shark
the
bait.
Fish were coming up and eating.
And you know what little fish attract? Bigger
big fish. And the sharks come from the bottom.
Oh, my toes are tingling. Oh, that's so freaky.
Yeah, it's pretty cool though.
So will you take seasickness pills?
Nah. I'm going to be hardcore and just YOLO it.
Seasickness is the worst thing ever. Mm. It's so bad.
Well, this is a great demonstration of what truly happens to someone when they're out there. So I'm just doing it as, you know, Joe in the street who's never done this before, right. Just showing you what it's like, how you feel, and I'm just giving you a raw account. You can actually watch this all unfold live.
I was going to ask. Is that a thing
that's
filmed?
Awesome.
Yeah, to do that. They're going to do a live broadcast of it. I'm going to provide all the links and everything later.
Right.
But yeah, yeah, you can actually watch all this. Get to popcorn just ready because
bombing for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be good if you did it in conjunction with this show.
We're just live.
Be 45 minutes of bleh.
Yeah, me turning different shades of green. Yeah, yeah. You can have a bingo chart.
How did this come about? Like, what was the impetus?
Well, to make a very long story short, I do a bit of banter on social media.
Yeah.
You know, I'm either complaining about something or making fun of something. And I've been traveling around the world covering different space events. And the guys over at SAR Galileo, we've kind of been bantering back and forth. And I just said, hey, why don't you have me on a demo mission and leave me out to sea? And then like 2 years later, they actually held me to it. And they called me my bluff. So,
yeah.
So when is this all happening?
September 26th is the date when it happens. And then if there's a rain date, not that rain really matters, but on the 27th. So if it doesn't happen on the 26th, it'll happen on the 27th.
All right.
And then I'm flying back home to Australia on the 28th, probably with my tail between my legs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't wait. Follow this on Twitter, of course.
Yeah.
We'll tell people.
Wait, will you be tweeting in the little dinghy?
I probably won't be tweeting, but there will be a whole bunch of social media people at the event using the hashtag Operation Sharkbait who will be tweeting that day. So you can follow along. There's also a heap of content on there now that you can see.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Man, you are brave.
I know. How do you prepare? Like, have they told you how to prepare for this?
You don't prepare.
You don't know
when you're going to be in a situation like this. You know, I'm just trying to give a raw account of what may happen. I'm not even thinking about it. Like, it hasn't even crossed my mind that I'm doing this.
So you're literally like on the boat and then they're like, it's an emergency. And they're like, bang, kick you off. The thing goes up and then...
And they just run
vomit
away.
City for the next 45 minutes.
So what are you waiting for? Are you what is actually?
From what they've told me, there will be a boat and a helicopter that are coming to rescue.
Right,
and
right.
Then I will be on the boat. They're going to check on my vitals, make sure I'm okay, maybe clean me up a bit, and then I'm going to be winched into
They're
the helicopter.
They're going to chop you up and you can be that person spinning around out of control. Yes.
Hang on. I've done some research on that. Apparently that won't happen.
It's a freak
accident. Yeah. It happened. It was because it was in some kind of like
vortex-y
thingo
thing.
Like vacuum thing.
The
right?
Poor lady. She's like 70.
I feel like I just would have died if that happened to me.
Yeah, no. I couldn't. I can't go on it. I struggle with roundabouts. Merry-go-rounds are not for me. I get really dizzy. So that I would have...
So sensitive, Joel.
Also, they don't put you down on a stretcher like that in the North Sea.
They just...
Belgium doesn't do that. Right. So I'm just going to be hooked to some other person just closing my eyes and hoping I don't vomit on this poor person.
And I'm assuming like the people that are rescuing you don't know when it's going to happen either, right? Like they're testing out.
Right. They know it'll happen on that day.
Right.
But they don't know what time it'll happen.
Right.
There's kind of like a little bit of an itinerary, but...
Do you get do you have a little supply pack in your little
It's only 45 minutes, Gab.
You might get hungry, thirsty, you might want to watch some Netflix.
I will have 2 rescue beacons on me.
Oh, in case the first one fails?
Well, just in case, because you never know, right? But I don't think I'm going to want any food or water with me.
Just afterwards when you're smashing a burger on a boat.
I didn't even think about vom. At all. And they reminded me and I went, oh.
Do you have like a safety word or like
a safety word?
What's your safe word,
Gab? It's pretty kinky. Like it's
kinky.
Sounds like
I don't know what your kinks are, Gab. I mean, you know.
Bombing in the North Sea.
Yeah.
Like, not a safe word, like a
like pineapple.
Like some kind of hand signal where you're like, I can't wait and I got to get off. Like,
but that's the thing. Like when you're in a rescue situation like that, you can't get out quickly. So this is just the bare bones, the rawness of it, what truly happens.
But if a shark comes and bites the thing, they're going to, you're like, pineapple, pineapple. They're like, no, you must reenact this.
Now, you're a bit of an adventurer, Tara. Like, you've done a lot of stuff around the world, right? Like, you've climbed things, you've dove things.
I've cycled things.
So this is another life experience, right?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. You just don't think about it. You just kind of do it. And then you just realize, like, well, I don't think they're going to try to hurt me.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
It's all on social media, you know?
Exactly.
All of Twitter will avenge your death. Be fine. Not that you're going to die, but, you know, just saying.
It's really cool. It's very brave. It's impressive.
Thank you. Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
How long's the boat ride, you know, from...
I actually don't know. I don't know.
Because if it's about,
I think
45,
it's better that you don't know. Yeah. I reckon it's like knowing less is probably better because I reckon I would overthink it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows what the drop is going to be. That's the secret. You know?
If it was like a 45-minute boat ride, I would just do a little sneaky push the button when I leave the land. Get picked up straight away.
No, then you've moved from where you were.
Yeah, but you still got it with you. You're not going to leave it there.
I guess.
We found her. She's on the beach.
But she's travelled like
heaps. She's having a cocktail.
It works. hey, guys. You were quick.
Mick was saying you've done some other stuff, some other cool stuff, adventure-wise. What else have you done?
Oh, my favourite would have to be when I went 3 months around Ireland on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And took on random challenges. So I fought as a medieval knight. Which was kind of cool. I actually won second in the world in Sword and Shield.
What? Of course you did.
Yeah, but the French girl, she really beat the crap out of me. So, but I have footage and
great.
I really gave it my all.
Yeah.
I represented Australia.
Yes.
Great.
Cool.
What else did I do? I did stand-up comedy. I did that in Ireland as well, in a castle, and did quite well. Yeah.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun.
Have you ever thought about continuing that back in Australia?
I would love to. I've been told never to do it again.
The reviews. But One star.
I think I've got some great, like, one-liners and funny things, and I could talk about stupid things and, you know.
That's all comedians do. We go on here all the time.
Yeah.
T, one of our co-presenters, she thinks she's a stand-up comedian. Sorry, T.
Oh, that's very nice. T is definitely a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I know. I was just joking. Okay.
So you're moving into comedy too.
Didn't you know that?
Are you?
Oh,
no.
Guys.
I think, love that.
No, yeah. The banter's dying. Come on. This is terrible.
Pick it up. Okay, so you rode around Ireland in 3 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You've done...
Sorry. This is an important question. Did you have a special female bike seat?
No.
What? So I've only just realized because my partner just got a new bike seat, and it is vital for the female anatomy to have a female bike seat. Otherwise,
what's the difference, please?
Yeah, I don't. Can you explain the
difference? Yeah, so you need a little hole in the middle for your like bits to like kind of sit in.
Okay,
and then the bum bit is like softer, so because women have a seat bone sit further back.
Hang on here. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I went around Ireland for 3 months wearing yoga pants and a pair of runners.
Yeah,
and I didn't need a proper female seat.
There we go.
Didn't it hurt?
Hardcore.
No. What hurt the most was when I was cycling and I had the wind blowing against me for 6 hours because I had to cycle even more.
Yeah, right.
But your bum gets used to a lot if you ride for a while.
No, but women's bum bones sit further back. So that's why a lot of women have that kind of like bigger at the back seat really narrow at the front.
I guess I've never thought about it. But you ever wondered, like, guys have got these bits as well that sort of get in the way of riding a bike?
Yeah, but they sit further forward.
Do they?
Yeah.
I love that this is becoming across the anatomy.
It's interesting.
You know what? Riding horses, guys actually have a better seat than girls because of the way their pelvis is formed.
Mm.
They actually fill out the whole entire saddle better than women.
Huh.
So women are perched forward, whereas guys sit back better. So they're actually better dressage riders. Bet you didn't know any of that.
No.
Yeah. Very good. Anatomy is a very big part of sport, boys.
It is.
Nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about.
It's not. All right, are we going to talk? Have we got any content to talk about?
content.
Yeah, or do you just want to get straight into sport?
Well, what about sporting credentials from Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know obviously you've ridden a bike a lot and you've done this thing, but have you ever played like, you know, team sports, like individual sports, anything?
Yeah, I swam for a really long time.
Yeah?
So I was a swimmer for a while, so that's...
Did you stop eventually? And you're like,
I did.
Long enough.
So individual sport, right?
Yeah.
I used to do horseback riding too, so yeah. I did a bit of dressage and all that stuff, which is also another individual sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the cycling thing was just kind of a YOLO thing that, like, 2 years ago. So kind of an individual sport. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not really a team player.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's still sport. It still counts.
I did play rugby, though.
Oh, yes.
And I have some secrets on how you can win a rugby match.
Ooh.
Wait, you played rugby once and you have all the secrets?
I do. And you're going to love it when I tell you.
Okay. Can you save it for when we actually talk about rugby?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Because we'll need to discuss what's happened.
Okay.
And the Wallabies need help. So we're going to talk sport then?
Go for it.
Which one should I play today?
Not the long one.
Not the long one. I'll do this one.
Sport!
Pretty quick.
That's really short.
Okay.
Short!
To the short.
Sounded like it was in a toilet.
Well,
it was.
That's where Joel does all his best work.
On his mobile.
Come on, guys. All right, let's start with cricket. Since we were here last week, the second test wrapped up and... The third test
was the most
started.
Uneventful test at Lords in ever.
Well, I mean, that was the thing. It was there was a lot of rain and it was miserable.
Yeah.
But it actually turned out to be quite a full-on game.
Yeah, it was like still a super, super fast, speedy test.
Yeah, but there was a lot of like drama in it because I think with Jofra Archer,
yes.
So he's this English bowler, he has really become like public enemy number one here in Australia. And he's bowling very well. Like, you can't take that away from him. He's very quick. He's a super fast bowler. He hit Steve Smith in the arm. And
what was that?
It was. And the lump that came out almost immediately was huge. Everyone just went, "Oh, it's broken," clearly, because it was that big. He's like, "No, I'm sweet. I'm going to play on." Even though you could see he was trying to hold the bat with that hand. He was like wincing. It was not good. Not that long after, I got hit in the back of the neck by a bouncer, like right.
Oh no!
Yeah, in a spot that Australia. What was it? Was what
I just having a little sneaky.
Mick does like a really good.
What? Oh, every
wait,
time.
Do it again.
Beautiful.
What was I saying?
He got hit in the back of the neck,
yeah.
Which is somewhere that Australian cricketer got hit in once and happened to die.
Yeah, Phil Hughes died a few years ago, hit in almost the exact same spot. So it's quite raw in Australia, like, to see that. And to see him collapse when he got hit, just went straight to the ground. It was really scary. But the thing was, Jofra Archer just turned around and walked to his mark. He didn't sort of go up to console him or make sure he was okay. A lot of the other English players did. They sort of went around, but...
Yep.
Jofra Archer took off, and he's become like...
A jerk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Really. I mean, he probably already was a jerk, but now he's even more of a jerk.
Yeah,
do you reckon?
But I also think the...
But I don't know.
Well,
really? I don't know, when you're like in the game and like, you know, he like, do you reckon he did it on purpose?
A bowler goes out there to bowl hard and fast. And sometimes it does accidentally hit people and you just turn around and then you keep your wits about you. But when your guy's on the ground, he's clearly not getting up in a hurry.
Oh, right.
And hitting him in a spot which is super dangerous, you would at least think he'd show some concern or at least some sportsmanship.
Mm.
Someone else who doesn't have any sportsmanship is the English crowds who... they didn't boo him on the way off. Thankfully, it was quite quiet when he went off injured.
Mm.
But when he came back on later in the match, they decided to boo him.
Yeah.
Boo Stephen Smith, who, of course, yes, we've got all other scandals going on, but just give it up. You don't boo someone who's just coming back.
He's never not going to get booed.
No, never.
He'll never not get booed.
No.
There's no way.
No, I think England, once this England tour's over.
Yeah, maybe not. It'll be in other countries, but in England, he's always.
We didn't even do it against England, so that's a stupid thing.
And they've done it before, so whatever.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention this thing as well. So anyway, that was a tied match, and now game three has started. Day one.
It's called a draw,
night.
Joel. It's called a draw.
What did I say?
You said a tie. It's a very different thing.
Sorry.
What is it?
Yeah, tied match is like when you get equal scores.
Oh,
a draw is when you run out of time to complete the match.
That's true. We're learning. Everyone's learning.
That's
today.
A cricket thing.
Yeah.
I did want to play this thing from the second test. I don't know if the audio is going to be very good, but Ben Stokes, he's the English, he's an English batter. And when he was on 85 not out, Josh Hazlewood was bowling and he hit Stokes. And, well, I'll let you tell. He can tell you where he got hit.
You just have to announce it. Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Just so annoying.
Oh,
yeah.
So there you go. Last night was a complete failure from Australia again. Although Labuschagne got 74, he's batting really well.
He's only in for Smith because Smith isn't playing this test.
Exactly. So yeah, that's some big shoes to fill, and he's doing pretty good. In the AFL and NRL, there was coach sackings this week. Ross Lyon from Frio Dockers, with 1 year left on his contract, got fired. I think that's the fourth coach this year in the AFL to be fired.
Wow.
And Nathan Brown from the Knights also got fired, although he gets to see out the rest of the year.
Who would be a coach, seriously? What a crappy job.
Nah.
You get when your team's going well, all the players get the applause, and then when your team's going bad, the coach just gets sacked.
Yes.
So it's very true. Why would you do it?
That's sport. Sport. For you.
That's sport.
He hasn't had
a good... Tara, do you know much about cricket or AFL?
And NRL.
And NRL? Coming from...
From where I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. I once saw some guys playing cricket when I was like 19.
And it scarred you forever.
Haven't been back since.
I heard that like there's like 10-day cricket or something, or 5-day cricket.
Five.
Which I don't understand.
Nope, nobody does.
Well, that was a drawn test where it rained for like two and a half of the days, and then they played a little bit of cricket and then they still didn't get a result.
But if you're going like to watch the cricket, why do you bring a newspaper?
good question.
And then I know rugby and then AFL, which is kind of weird, but kind of like almost it reminds me of like hurling in Ireland, where they're running around but with a bat.
Oh yeah,
pulling in the ball through the air, like catching it in midair. Yeah,
so it's very similar to hurling.
Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, and they've got this thing in Ireland called Gaelic football as well, which is similar to AFL, but they have goals like where they have to. Like
soccer.
Yeah, like goal. But they're holding it in their hand, unlike soccer.
Yeah.
And they have to kick it into the goal. So they do this thing where they like a hybrid AFL Gaelic football sport. And yeah, it's pretty weird. But yeah, I reckon AFL is a weird sport. If you're coming from another country, you're like, what the hell is this Australian?
And it's fast. It's really fast.
Yeah.
And it's a huge oval. There's a lot of running around.
We should know. We played it last week and I'm still hurting.
Oh. We know.
Yes.
yeah.
What are you going to say? Was it rugby next we're talking about? Rugby union?
We can go to rugby, yeah.
Rugby union, of course.
So this is not underwater rugby. This is
not regular
rugby. Rugby union. Before we talk about the Bledisloe Cup thrashing, the Wallaroos played the Black Ferns in the game before that. They were also hammered 37-8.
Ooh.
It was 17-8 at halftime. They couldn't score again in the second half. And they also played in Perth the week before where they got smashed 47-10.
So Australia's we fluked this win in the Bledisloe, the first Bledisloe Cup.
Yeah.
And now New Zealand are just getting their revenge.
Exactly.
They don't like losing.
So does someone get fired?
Not yet. We'll have to wait and see. We did win a game though, the first one in a long time. But the Bledisloe Cup is this like, you know, Australian versus New Zealand rivalry in rugby union, and I think we haven't won it since like 30 years.
2001.
Oh no, okay, quite as long as
that's,
I thought.
That's
a long time still. 18 years.
Yeah, so we lost the Bledisloe Cup 36-0. And they only played two games, so whoever won last time just gets to regain it pretty much. And that's
who does a two best of two? I mean, what a ridiculous thing to do.
Honestly, why would you want to play the All Blacks any more than once?
Yeah. Nobody beats Australia 18 times in a row.
Well, we're used to it now. No, but what you've got some hints on how you can win rugby union.
Okay. So I played rugby many, many moons ago. And
Wait, why? What were you doing? How did you get involved?
Oh, it just seemed like a cool thing and they had cool shoes and then like, I don't know, I kind of got roped into it.
Yes.
You know, the shoes with the things that put holes in the ground.
Spikes.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I was all, like, kitted up and, you know, running around. And I loved how they picked you up and to catch things.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was really
neat. Lineouts. Yeah.
Yeah, and so basically I'd go on the field, the pitch.
Yeah.
And what I would do,
either.
I would run down. I would just start bolting and I'd find somebody and I'd lock eyes with them. And then I would just totally run straight into them.
Whoa.
And then when they were down on the ground, I would just scream in their face like, hurrah! Like that. and then they were scared of me, and then they would run away and avoid me, and that's how we would win.
That's amazing. Yeah, you just intimidated the opposition by running full pill. Oh, it was all about the eye contact, right?
Yeah, it was that, and then just the scream at the end.
Yeah. This sounds like you're like a little bit
social rugby.
Yeah. It's just children's.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to play anymore. Yeah. But we won.
I reckon you could coach the Wallabies and just teach them that method.
Yeah.
And they'd beat the All Blacks anyway.
Yeah, they don't scream.
No, they don't scream. Not enough screaming at all. Just yelling in their face when they're on the ground.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. You got to get like that far away from them.
Tell
them.
What if you can't get them on the ground? Like, is, you know, or you just run.
I don't think you can actually do that.
You just got to smash
unless they've got the ball.
No, yeah, you can't. Get the shoulder. Knock someone over for fun.
It's all about the shoulder. See, listen to Tara.
Just the shoulder.
Okay. Are you shoulder charges allowed in union?
Well, you got to use your arms a little bit.
But they also have to have the ball.
Oh, is that the secret? Get the people without the ball.
Yeah. I actually got kicked out of playing netball as well.
Yeah, because you did the same thing. Yeah.
Well, that, and I was a little too aggressive, and they benched me. Oh. So I haven't played since.
Yeah.
So Tara and team sports don't mix.
Yeah.
Obviously. No, but I'm great in the individual one. I can really hold my own.
You're only yelling at yourself.
Okay. In just before we play the game, in basketball last night was that Boomers versus Team USA match.
What a joke! I'm Russell Crowe and I paid $50,000 for this seat. What a joke!
Yeah.
They're Russell, the ones...
He is a joke.
They're the seats with like the plastic ones in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
they
saw
had
that.
Just like crappy white chairs that you'd find in...
Anywhere.
First of all, they're playing basketball in a football arena.
Yeah.
And
so if you got stadium seats, you're so far away from the tiny little basketball court.
And there's no sloping like on the seating.
And if you're on the ground, it's just flat.
It was a couple
feet. And they raised
a half meter above the ground.
Yeah, so they raised the actual thing. So people in the front row are like, you know, like you're at the cinema, in the front row looking up.
It was ridiculous.
I heard the advertisements were of all these really highbrow players and then they didn't have all of them.
Yeah, they didn't show up.
Well, they didn't turn up because it's like NBA players are like, why would I go to Australia for a one-off game in a football
in
ground?
In a football stadium.
With Russell Crowe. That's the biggest deterrent.
Yeah. Oh, Russell Crowe's going? Sorry. So busy.
No, you're all right, mate. You're all right.
All right, let's play a game.
He might be listening.
Questions and stuff.
Oh, I sort of, you've just given up on the game.
I have.
Okay.
I'd love for someone else to do it.
Well, okay. I'll do
you
one
guys
next
just
week.
Look at each other, but no one says. All right. So, Tara, you can play as well. Don't feel like you can't play.
What do you mean? Of course she's going to play.
She's sort of just sitting back now like, I'm done. Do you guys want me to go?
That's the slow back
just
away.
Thinking,
But I'm going to ask a question and she's going to jump in Gabby's face and be like,
No, please don't. It's Friday and I'm vulnerable.
All right. Question number one. In which year did Venus Williams win her first Wimbledon singles title?
2008.
What? Way before that. I would say...
You just do whatever you feel.
98. 99. Oh.
Have a guess, Tara.
2005.
Yes.
2000. That's the answer to that question.
I was off by five.
What colour karate belt is a beginner required to wear in the majority of schools?
Wait. Blue.
Wait, did you say white?
Yeah.
I thought you said wait, like I had to stop.
Wait.
White is correct.
White, yes.
I knew it was white, but you got in there first.
And did you say blue just to save face?
Yeah.
How many players are there on a water polo team?
11.
Whoa.
Oh.
You're so confident. I'll say 9.
I need more.
Just keep 10, going.
15. 12. Oh. Why are you playing that song?
I'm running out of things to play. Did anyone say 7 in all those numbers?
Oh, I was
close. You said more.
I think I should get half a point for that.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
You should have cut it off halfway in the da-da.
All right, here we go. There's always darts questions. Always.
Oh my God,
number?
You've done so many dart questions.
I know, a lot. Because they keep coming up when I
And I bet it's the same one and I bet we get it wrong every time.
Which number sits at the bottom of the circle on a dartboard?
28.
Wrong.
9.
Where's my little mouse?
No. Is it 3?
3 is right.
It's 3. Yeah, I knew it was one of those. Are you going to ask
the question? He just clapped himself.
Well, you're cheering.
I did good.
It's all right, mate.
Oh, hey.
You got any more questions?
Oh, I've got heaps more, but it's the end of the show. We have 20 seconds left.
All right. Fine, then. We won't talk about it. But okay. Thank you, Tara, for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Tara. So much. All the best.
Let us know when you get dropped
you'll have
in the
to
ocean.
Come back in.
I will.
If you survive.
And what are the hashtags and the handles
again? Where can people follow you?
Operation Sharkbait is the hashtag. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Tara Australis, and I'll spell it. It's TaraUsTralis.
Cool.
I should have made it simpler.
Yes. Well, I like it. It's good.
Great.
Thanks okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck.
Ah, oh, thanks.
And yeah, you have to come back in when you're finished.
Sure.
Great. All right, that's it. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.